Blog Talk Radio.
Beyond repair, I felt so alone. No one cares. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain.
Big brother, how you doing this morning? I just
hey, brother, it's a wonderful morning. Amen. Bless
man,
you, brother.
Man, ain't God good, man? Ain't God good? Isn't he good?
He's wonderful, brother.
I said, ain't
wonderful.
God, man.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
It's so awesome. And everybody says it's so awesome to be in the land of the living. But you know what? Wouldn't it be awesome to be in his presence as well?
Oh, my God.
Even if he called you on the glory. If you know where you're going, wouldn't that be a blessing too?
We're so
caught up in staying here than going on. In which
come on,
our,
man.
He
come
said
on,
we
man.
Got more days. We got more days behind us than we do in front of us.
Amen. Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
How about that, man? Oh my
Amen.
God!
But Amen.
It's such a blessing to have a. I'm gonna say it like this. I said the public is so a blessing to have my brother. And have be surrounded by believers, and not just by believers, by people that actually live in what they say. And you know, we struggle here time and time and two here and there, but guess what? We can get there as long as you keep going forward.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man,
yes,
hungry. Who hungry this morning? Who hungry this morning? Who hungry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, Brother Young, man, like I said, we appreciate you, man, and everything. And First Fruit here on First Fruit, we don't take it like that. Our motto, our mission is the first is to serve, because that's what God has commissioned us to do, to be servers, to serve the people out in the community, serve our parishioners. Serve whomever God has directed us to serve, and do it genuinely. Don't do it with malice in our heart or felt like we have to do it. We do it because we want to do it. And that's,
Amen.
That's our motto at First Fruit. And,
Amen.
And we thank you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And we thank you for
Amen.
Tuning in to with us today, and as well as. On Tuesdays, we have Bible study, but we have Bible studies on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, we that'll be a blessing if you come and join the in and even talk to us, you know. And we appreciate that. So with that being said, let's get into the Word today. Amen.
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 Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day we've never seen before. God, we thank you for your
yes,
power,
Lord.
God. We thank you for the
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Ghost. God, we thank you, God, for keeping us, God,
yes.
throughout the night, God, as the death angels
yes,
tried, God, but they said, no, not so. God, we thank you, God, for just keeping us, God, keeping us in our right mind, God. We thank you, God, right
thank
now
you.
For keeping our families, God. We just thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy, God. Lord, we ask that you continue to cover us with the blood of Jesus, God. And we thank you, God, for what you're about to
thank
do, God. We thank you, God, for what
you've
you, already done, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you continue to bless this ministry,
God.
Continue to bless us right now, God. Continue to draw us closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, God, and we pray you, God, and we adore you, God, and we lift you up in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. And Lord, we ask that you direct our steps, direct our mouths, God. Lord, let our ears be heard, God. Let our ears be attentive, so we may hear the words and receive the word, and God, live the word. We ask that you bless keep
thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. We pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, he is. Oh, man, I'm so full this morning, man. So full and so blessed. And it's such a beautiful day, not because it's sunny, but because it's a new day. Oh, I just thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, before we begin the sermon today, I just want this Christ to die, this flesh to die. So Father God, right now I die this flesh, Lord God, that I command, and what, Lord God, I praise you and I offer my tomb that you come forward and speak with your tongue out my mouth, Lord God. Lord God, my head connects with my mind, spirit, body, soul, and heart, Lord God, that you get a word across to your people in the manner that you want to do it, Lord God. Lord, we thank you this day, Lord God, for covering us, keeping us, Lord God. But, Lord God, reach, teach, Lord God. Reach and teach and preach, Lord God, in the way that you want to reach your people, Lord God. We praise you. We bless your name this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The sermon title today is Don't Look Back.
We have a problem.
Wow. Don't look back, brother. Don't look back. We have a problem looking back. And we never know. And when we look back, on our past, the things that don't matter, the things that got us in trouble, the reason, and our stumbling blocks. Those things that keep us from moving to in the dimension that God has called us to move in. And when
mm-hmm.
we get to that mm-hmm. point, God's hands are tied. He will not, because we have free will.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to move. He wants us to move farther along, but until we have, you said it last night best as we talked, he don't want you to move in order to take a test. In order to fail a test,
mm-hmm.
you have to take it.
Okay.
order to fail it, in order,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? You got to take it. And not only that, the only way you can fail it is not take it. Because let me tell you have
right.
that you have the antidote. You have the antidote that if you failed it the first time, God didn't say you could take it again and again and again until you
Come
get
on.
It right.
But
the trouble is, we stop taking the test after we've taken it twice, and we said, and we fail. The only way you can fail is not take it. And guess what? The teacher doesn't talk while the test is being taken.
Mm.
He's not talking to you. The teacher doesn't talk when the test. Nobody in the room talks when the test is being taken because he wants you to focus. And he wants you to focus and take what you lost the first time, take what you
mm-hmm.
missed the first time, the red X's
mm-hmm.
that you had taken the first time, and he wants you to remember, okay, this was this. Now I
mm-hmm.
get it. I get it until you pass it to move on to the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
But guess
mm-hmm.
what? Don't look back. Don't
Amen.
Look back.
Oh,
The scripture read will come from Genesis 19, verse 26, Genesis 19, verse 26, and it's
Amen.
a simple scripture. One scripture today, y'all. One scripture. It says, "But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt."
All right.
But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now we're talking
Amen.
About the story of Sodom. Sodom and Gomorrah. We were talking about Lot's wife. She turned and she looked back. Why
uh-huh.
did she look back? Why did she look back when she, and many of you, if you don't know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, please, I urge you to go and read it in its entirety, Genesis 19 and 19 and 20th chapter. You can read
right.
both of those chapters, and you will get a good clear understanding. But for this
mm-hmm.
purpose today, God said, "Do not look back," and he used Lot's wife as an example. So we're going to use Lot And we're going to take what God has given us today, and we're going to expound on looking back. And as Lot's wife looked back, and it cost her life. But and the thing about it was she was instructed to go somewhere along with her husband. And,
okay.
I caught that. Because she was also instructed to follow her husband. And this would happen as well.
All right.
This would happen when she didn't follow her husband, and she turned and she had to look back into what she was leaving. Let me tell y'all something. The reason I could talk about drinking, just sexual exploitation with different women, and being out there in these streets, and doing a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't have no business doing, because I've been there, done that. And am I proud of it? No, what I'm proud of is God took me out of it. But every now and then, it's so easy to have one old friend or you run into your past. Sometimes you will run into your past. Sometimes you run into people in your past that will make you think, do you remember the time when we had this going on? And you start reminiscing and how it made you feel good then.
Uh-huh.
You know, for me, I'm 40 now. I could be 41. I don't look the way I looked at 27. And so, you know, and it's not about the statue, but it's about the wisdom God has bestowed upon me now. If I knew then what I know now, I would be a lot further along. But that wasn't God's plan for me. His plan was for me to grow and to learn from that. Because it's not your good times that grow you into who you are now. It's the things that your trials and tribulations, the things that you faced in your early life is what brought you to now who you are, and you can appreciate it more.
Amen.
And so now here we are. Here we are. Here Lot's wife is. Now, the angels that came to Lot's house, and they came into the city, and they met in the square, where the financial and all those, the financial part and the judicial system, they met right there. And that was even significant because when order comes, order goes to order.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let me say that again. When order comes to town, order goes to order. Order doesn't start at the bottom. It don't start at the bottom. Order starts with order. That's
Amen.
The way God did it. And the two men, which were the angels, were disguised as men. Now, these men came to Lot, and they was concerned about Sodom and Gomorrah. The reason why is because there was so much going on at that time, the homosexual spirit that had the place torn, and there was a lot more other things that were happening in that period that was questionable and that that frowned upon God, and the people was crying out for help. They were crying out, the people that didn't want to be a part of it. Let me tell you, it's people right now in your circle that you're in the circle. Have you ever been in a circle with your friends but you didn't care for what they was doing and the way they was doing? It's the same as being in a car full of drugs. And you don't deal drugs. But guess what? If the police pulls you over, everybody's going down. Because guess what? There's nobody in the car gonna say it was his. It was his. But I tell you right now, I'll throw you on the bus real quick. You let me ride there. Yeah, it was his. It was his. It was his. I tried to tell you Sunday, but y'all were close. It was his. I'm not going down for you. Back in the day, I ain't no punk. I ain't going back down with you. I know it sounds like Bernie Mac stuff, but it is back in the day. He said, I ain't going down. I ain't no punk, so I ain't going to tell because I ain't no punk. Let me tell you something. You call me what you want to call me. I'm not going to jail for you and nobody else. And I'm trying to tell you. And guess what? Guess what? And it's so profound. This was even a parable, because look here, as those men are going to go to jail for not being no punk, guess what? That's the same thing that's happening in your life. If you go, if these people go down, you're going down too. But God saw compassion in Lot and Lot and his family. He could either he didn't say Lot and a few others went. Left. He instructed them to leave. He didn't just instruct, he told Lot and his daughters, two daughters, and his wife. But now check this out. If you read on it in the scripture, it talks about he told his son-in-law. He went out to him and told him. He told his son-in-law. And he said, and the scripture said they looked at him as he was joking. Let me tell you something. This is not a joking matter. This is not a joking matter. When you listen. If I didn't joke with you the first time, what makes you think I'm gonna joke with you the second time? These men had that house surrounded, and they wanted to sleep. They wanted to sleep with these two angels. We want to sleep with the men that just came in because Lot, after leaving the square, they went to Lot's house because Lot asked them, just come to my house, come to my house. And they came to ask the men, young, it said, the Bible said young and old. Now, let me tell you, young and old, that was significant because now look what you have now. You have young and old. Homosexual spirit, not only homosexual spirit, I mean, the mouth, children with their mouth bad. I mean, it's just so much that's going on in this period right now. Even in the United States of America right now, there's so much poverty. There's so much killing. There's so much children killing their parents. There's so much parents killing the children. There's so racism. There's so much ism. There's so much everything that's going on right now. And what makes you think that this is not Sodom, the days and the time of Sodom and Gomorrah? Because people are, you went to the club last night. Yeah, you went to, did things that you shouldn't have done. But we have been in this wreck for so long, and God is calling you out right now to come amongst all that bickering, all that complaining, all that hurt, all that shame, that pain, and all that mess that's going on right now.
He's calling you out
of that. Let me tell you, it's a great thing. You ain't missing nothing. You ain't missing nothing. Why are you going and you going to these places? Because you are lonely. And let me tell you, if you ever get a taste of Jesus, if you ever get a taste of his goodness and his grace and his mercy, you will not ever thirst again, ever in your life. For in it, you'll never be alone. You'll never be ashamed. You'll never be without. Because God owns everything. Your daddy owns everything. All he wants you to do is be submissive and submit to him and walk in obedience.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Bless you look back. Bless you look back. Bless you look back. Bless you look back. And when you're moving forward and you're moving that and you're running forward and you look back, don't you know how easy it is to stumble over things? Don't you know the force and the gravitational pull, you're looking back and the imbalance that there's no balance. You don't have no balance going forward. When you're going forward and you're looking backwards, the body is not groomed to do that. Moving is just moving forward and looking back. It's not. And have you ever, like I grew up in the country where there was metal hang lines, you know, that you hang your clothes on and, you know, laundry lines. You hung your clothes. We had metal ones. And it was just a metal line straight out. And then and have you ever been running from somebody playing? And you were just playing. Running for somebody. And the line hit you around the neck, and that's the hardest you ever hit the ground. hit the ground. That was the hardest I've ever hit the ground. And I wore a mark around my neck for a good 2 weeks where it looked like the line had, like my head was separated from my body. But I wore that line for at least 2 weeks. In remembrance of how that line felt and how hard I hit the ground. But let me tell you something. Lot's wife was looking back on the past and the things that she thought that she would be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And God was trying to deliver her from her demise, her and her family. So therefore, the son-in-laws didn't listen. They was left, and that left him and his two daughters and his wife. But one thing that kind of, you know, a little sidebar with me with Lot, when the man surrounded the house,
uh-huh.
He said that we wanted to sleep with the two men, which were the angels. What got me was when Lot said to them, he said, not these men, not these men, but I have
right.
two daughters, and you can sleep with them and have, do whatever you want with them. And
uh-huh.
I was, you know, thinking about that had me, because I said that, okay, Lot was a little carnal-minded too. But God
uh-huh.
But God seen mercy and seen his heart too, and then seen he was an heir of Abraham, because he was the nephew of Abraham. And
all
so
right.
God seen mercy upon see the things of I see the sins of the parents from the second, third, fourth generation come down to the children. But here it is, Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham. Well, he was in that loop with Abraham as being the nephew, and God seemed to have mercy on him too, because who offers up their daughters to be mad to have sex with random men?
Amen. Come on.
We have to give it all to you. You can't give it a little bit. We can't make Lot to not be to be perfect. And he's not a Job. Now Lot is not like Job, a man that is, you know, had God, not just had God's heart, but that but wouldn't curse God. You know, he wasn't a Job, but Lot, you know,
amen.
he had some things going on with him too. But at the same time, we're talking about his wife that end up looking back, and God was trying to move them to another place so they wouldn't be destroyed as well, because the two angels had told Lot that I don't want you to move to the valley. Don't go through the valley.
Right.
Don't stay in the plain. I
Come
want
on.
You to go to the hilltop. I want you to go to the hillside.
That's right.
And so when he told him this, and he said, and Lot was still complaining. He said, okay, don't send us away. Don't send us away. He said, no, I need you to go to. He said, well, bid us to go to Zoar. Bid us to go to Zoar. So the Bible don't tell us that Zoar was on a mountain, but it had to be on a mountain. In order
uh-huh.
for it to, in order for them to be free from all the burning and the sulfate that God dropped on Sodom and Gomorrah, in order for them
uh-huh.
to not be harmed, and not, because God torched it, in order for them not to be harmed, they had to move to higher land, higher ground.
Right. All right. Now. All
and,
right.
And so when they moving to higher land and higher ground. That's significant, because God, this is what God wants you to leave this stuff behind. Leave your past, and he have greater heights for you to move to.
That's
he
right.
have greater he has greater things for you to do. All he wants you to do is move away from what has been holding you back all these years and all this time, and people that you say that call you friend or aren't really your friend. I guarantee you, if you've got
That's
money,
right.
lose money. If you got money, I tell you, one week, just 2 weeks, just tell them that you ain't got nothing and see how long
come
they
on,
would stay
on.
Around you. If they would continue to ride with you, as they say. If you could tell them that you know, well, about the women that you bring into the party and about the
mm-hmm.
men that you bring into the party and all those things, just tell them, how many times do they invite you over to their house? How many times is that? You know, I'm just trying to get into this with you to help you understand that people say they faith, but people ain't going to get you into heaven. Your works is going to get you into heaven. And the only way to get to heaven is through his son, Jesus.
Oh,
and that's the only
now.
Way you can enter in. That's the only way you can enter in. That's
yes,
the only way.
That's
so
right.
now here we are today. Now here we are today because we're trying to say it with me. We're trying to go to the mountain. We're going to the mountain. We're going to the mountain.
Right,
we're going to
right,
the mountain
now.
Today.
All right,
even then,
right.
even then, now she looked back and it cost her life. And not only did it cost her her life, it cost her not following behind the man of God. This is what God, he's just like my brother we was talking yesterday. He's the chief priest in the house. If the man is the chief priest in the house, then everything that is going wrong in the house, it's going to fall on him, not her. It's going to fall on him. I don't care what's going on in the house. If it ain't done, it's not taken care of, it's not done correctly, if it's not whatever, even if she came up with the plan and if it don't work, it is his fault.
That's right.
It is his fault. He has to answer to the God. He has to answer to the supreme authority, which is Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, who leads and guides us. He has to answer to that.
Amen. Amen.
So, and here it is. Here it is. She didn't listen. She didn't listen to God first. And then she didn't follow her chief priest, which was her husband at the time. And so therefore, she was taken out immediately. She suffered just like the people, what would have been her demise, she suffered like them. If she left the past, so she suffered like the past.
Right, right, right.
Coming to a close. And before I come to this close, I want you to understand this. I had about 2 or 3 years ago. It was like a summer. I was working at a job and I was doing I was doing security, but probably a little bit more over a few years ago.
Right.
And when I got into the car, and. And I turned my ignition on and I looked into my rearview mirror. And my rearview mirror was missing. My rearview mirror had failed, and it was in my console. And I'm thinking, like, wow, and it was hot. It was a hot summer. And
right,
so when
right,
I looked,
right.
I was like, "What in the world?" So I'm starting to, I'm a little angry, I'm a little mad, I'm a little frustrated because now I got to go to Advanced Auto Parts somewhere like that and get the tools and the stuff to put back up my rearview mirror so I can see what's behind me.
So I'm
sitting there like I'm messed up because now I have to turn and I have to look back and see what's behind me as I back up and everything. So I'm a little upset with what's going on because I'm used to having my rearview mirror in order to go look to get back up so I don't hit nothing or nobody hits me. So before I put my foot on the brake to move back, it hit me and I stopped. God stopped me in my tracks.
Yes.
And he said that to me at that point. He said, I know what this is mirror. I know what the rearview mirror is for. But if you look in front of you, you have enough space to get out and go forward and get out and get to your destination. He said that I had to have the rearview to fall off so you could see what was in front of you.
Come on now,
in the name of Jesus, some of you been looking in your rearview mirror too long.
God
wants you to pay attention to the big window that's in front of you, your big window that's in front of you, that you got enough space to move forward into the blessings of God and to do what thus said the Lord told you to do and leave that which was behind you that don't mean you nothing. It was your past. God is moving you to your presence and everything that's going on with you right now. He is the supreme authority in your life.
Allow him, let him
lead you. Let him guide you. Let him provoke you into doing what God told you to do. Walk into the obedience of God. Just be. Let him do it. Pay attention to the front window so God can move you into the things.
Yes, sir.
Great
yes.
things and move you to higher heights in him. I guarantee you won't miss anything behind you. You will only reference it as what you used to be and where God has brought you from into what God is taking you now.
All right.
Oh, how
all
blessed,
right.
How blessed it is to be in the order, and how blessed it is to be a part of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And all the grace he has bestowed upon
him. Amen.
For his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
And I want to tell
Amen.
You today, I want to tell you today, and I want you to think about this today. What if Jesus had looked in his rearview mirror for before going to the cross? Where we had been if he wouldn't have accepted, his calling. And his calling was to take on the world of sin, all our sins, place them on his shoulders,
and die
for our sins and transgressions, freeing us from the old law, which was put in place, that was more stiffer, he knew it was a bit hard. And see, even God correct himself, that he sent his son, Jesus.
Come on.
That we would have more life and have it abundantly, have free will, but have somebody interceding on our behalf on the right hand. And interceding, Lord, have mercy. Lord, give him more strength. Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Man.
Thank you, Jesus.
The world
Thank
today
you.
Don't look back. Don't look
back. Don't look back. Don't
Brother,
look back.
Brother Leon, take us out of here today.
Don't look
young.
Back. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, we ask to say, God, that folks that are looking back, God, that are standing in the path, God, that you give them a new beginning, God, that you, God, give them a new direction, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask, God, that you give them a new heart, a clean heart, and a right spirit right now, God. Not allow their path to be amongst so much, God, that they cannot go forward. And we ask, God, that they go forward right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, God, that the trees be moved, that they may see, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, let them not, God, dwell in their demise. Let them not dwell in their past. Let them not dwell, God, in their shortcomings. But let them think upon you, God, the good things, God. Let them know, God, that you are here. You are standing in the air. Let them have a name of Jesus.
Thank you,
God. We ask, God, that this word soak in their spirit. And, God, let them, God, receive what you have for them today, God. Lord, you give all the people to talk about you. Oh, Lord, they're going to talk about you anyway. But right now, God, let them lose them right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We all pray
We all say amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Amen.
Of course, I sure enjoyed that word today, brother. Oh, good. Chris, I enjoyed that word, brother. Yes, sir.
Thank you
so much,
thank
brother.
You.
Thank you so much, man. I know God faxed you that word earlier this morning.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. Don't look back. Get out of that rear view mirror of your life. Don't look back. Stop beating yourself over the past. Be obedient. Follow Christ. Christ tells us to do something. Let's roll with it. Stop looking back. Yes, sir. I appreciate that, brother. Oh, my goodness. I appreciate that today.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man. Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because, you know, Brother Young, we look back so much over the times of what we faced in our life.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And we look back and we always take in the negative and we don't never think about the positive.
Yes.
The positive in looking back is that where we came from and where God cleaned us up. I would say he cleaned us up. We're filthy rags. He cleaned us up into where we are now. And that's always improvement, even with a new house, and often a house is described as our temple, our bodies.
Uh-huh.
Even with a new house, you need routine maintenance.
Amen.
Even with a new house, you need routine. I don't care how new it is. You need routine maintenance because the appliances are going to go out, you know, because it was man-made. And the shutters are going to fall. They need to be re-nailed up and repainted. The roof, how many have to get roof replacements? And you got to have routine maintenance in order for it to stand the storms and even the sun that comes to bring the sunlight that shines upon it.
Come on.
Man.
Amen.
You know, and the routine maintenance, meaning as in the spiritual word that God blesses with. Let me tell you, when you really crack open that Bible and really, really say, Lord God, show me who you are. And the scriptures and the word would start to jump off the page. Because they would become you versus you just reading it. If you just reading it and to be reading it, say you're reading the Bible. God will show up and show you who he is. I'm telling you, just like me and you talking right now.
That's right,
the relationship
bro.
And all those things will come into play. And it don't happen overnight, family. It don't happen overnight. But guess what? Just because I'm saying it don't happen overnight don't mean it can't. Because God is not like me. God is not like me. It can happen.
Amen. You're right.
God corrected me just then. See how he corrected me just then? He said it can happen overnight. Because on Saul's way to Damascus, God
just
changed
that quick.
His heart immediately.
Just that quick.
Gave him a new name.
And right now today, man. He's looking. Yes, he's looking to do a miracle right now today, bro.
Yeah.
He's looking, man, to do instant healing. Instant delivery.
Yeah.
Right now, dog. Right now.
Yes, Lord. Woo. Well, big brother, I believe the spirit of God has really showed up and showed out today. He tore the roof off this place, and we just thinking that, you know, he had time to stop by here.
Amen.
And you know, in fellowship with us, we thank him for his spirit to just come by here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. If you're not saved, and you look at, if you're not saved, first and foremost, if you just be that Jesus died for all of our sins and transgressions, died, was hung and died, and came back and rose on the third day and revived on the right hand of the Father. If you believe that in your heart right now today, and you confess it, confess it with your lips right now in the name of Jesus, then let me and my brother, along with the angels in heaven, first tell you, welcome, welcome, welcome to the
Amen.
Body of
Amen.
Christ. That was the
Amen.
Best decision you ever made in your life.
Amen.
The best decision that you made and will ever make in your life, that you chose
Amen.
God. You chose to serve Jesus. You chose to serve Jesus. Not
Amen.
Only that, if you don't have a church home, first and foremost, our model here at First Fruit, and we will have a worship center here in the Augusta area in looking around April. If God see fit, around April here in the Augusta, GA, Georgia area. And our model here, as always, is that there's power in serving. There
Amen.
Is power in serving.
Amen.
Don't look
Amen.
To come. We are everybody in the body of Christ. We are very active ministry, meaning that we go out. We like to touch. We like to be hands on, and just like Jesus was. Jesus never would. He would go to city to city, down to town, preach, heal the sick, cast out demons, or whatever he called. He felt like he was doing that day, but it's our job that we feel that we touch our community and be connected to the community, and so that they would know as well that they have a ministry in this era that is looking forward to serving. And we
mm-hmm.
all we provoke the surrounding parishioners and other church ministries around us. And no, we're not in competition. That we can come together and serve with you and serve together, that's a blessing too. The more the merrier, as they say. We're not
Amen.
In competition. We're not a ministry that about competition. We're not a ministry that we feel like we are greater than any other, but we just feel that we just want to do our part in what God has called us to do and be
Amen.
About God's business, because it's about God's business, not about our
Amen.
Own, not our own agenda. So if that's
Amen.
You, if that's
Amen.
You, if that's you, if that's you, inbox us right now. My email address is revstar@gmail.com. And and my brother is Henry Young at gmail.com. Even if you just want to call, email us and just ask for prayer, ask for a word of confidence, or just if you want to inquire about it, the ministry even more in depth, just email us and we'll go from there. We'd be happy, more than happy to do that, because we serve. That's how we're serving. And not only that, if you're outside, this area and you don't have a church home, and you just confess with your lips that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, even if you didn't confess and you're inquisitive and you want to learn more, we encourage you to go to a local ministry within your area and ask God to lead and guide you.
Amen.
Ask God
Amen.
To lead and guide you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Young, you have anything else?
Hey, you know, like I said, man, hey, just get involved, man. Get to a local assembly and just let God be God in your life, you know. And just believe that God has...
Brother Young, you there?
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Okay. I will thank you for tuning in with us today there again, and our next service or our next the Bible study will be on this Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's this Tuesday at 8 p.m. Standard Time. We it's every Tuesday, basically. Every Tuesday, every Sunday we own. And we just thank you for tuning in with us again today. God bless you. May God keep you this day, this beautiful Sunday. And remember, don't look back. God bless you.
Everybody.